Now, on Bulldog Live, it's Second Amendment Tuesday. Joining Bulldog is attorney Penny Dean.
Which is brought to you by Riley Sports Shop and Hooks It. Thank you very much for them and supporting Second Amendment Tuesdays right here on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077.
No, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
All right, Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse as we broadcast from Rollins Park for the National Night Out and Safety Fair. Come on by tonight, beginning at 5 o'clock for all the fun. Lots of free fun for the families, and we'll tell you more about it as the show goes on. But it is time now for Second Amendment Tuesdays with attorney Penny Dean. How are you today?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, boy, nice and busy, and I'm outside today enjoying this lovely weather.
You are a lucky fellow then. I mean, that's just, you know.
I get to do this once in a while.
Yeah. You have perks in your job.
Yep. You know, how many times were we in school on days like this saying, oh, gee, can we just go outside? And now here I am. I get to do it.
Yeah, that is very cool. And I'll tell you what, and hopefully there's a lot of people, you know, at this national safety event that are making sure they're safe by bearing arms.
All right, you still there, Penny?
Yeah, all of a sudden I lost you.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but continue with what you were saying.
I hope that a lot of people there are bearing arms because isn't that part of safety? In other words, that's a good way to keep everyone safe.
Well, not according to some newspaper editorials.
That's exactly, you know, I'll tell you what, whatever the newspaper that wrote that, the Seacoast Online, okay, and I think it's really important.
Which is the Portsmouth Herald, yep.
The Portsmouth Herald said, gun incident shows folly of New Hampshire laws. And I think the point that someone else made is that this is a ceremony, a really important ceremony for new citizens. And the reason a lot of people come to America is because of the freedoms here, the freedoms that we have worked hard to keep. I mean, we have to work harder and harder to keep those every day. And in addition to the First Amendment that allows them to write this horrible op-ed piece, we also have the Second Amendment. And if you read the article, and it's talking about two individuals, they evidently a boyfriend and girlfriend that were open carrying, the article makes a big deal of the fact that a former Supreme Court justice was there and the governor, and what are those people doing carrying guns around them? And I'm thinking, those people put on their pants just like we do, one leg at a time. They're all humans. We're all equal. And is there some sort of class distinction where you can't carry firearms around the blue bloods? I mean, is that...
Hey, the governor's got executive protection. I don't.
Right. That's exactly right. The governor has executive protection paid for by the taxpayers. And I'll guarantee you the state trooper that's guarding the governor has a firearm. And so why shouldn't we have, you know, those same rights? And so I was really disappointed in the tone of the article, the tenor of the article, and how it was overall that would suggest that open carrying is inappropriate.
Well, and they were saying even particularly on private property, you know, that's where they were starting to get into. And they're saying, well, what does every private property owner have to post a sign to say no guns allowed? And this is an issue that keeps coming up over and over again, Penny.
Absolutely. And the bottom line is, I think any property owner that feels that way should post a sign because we'll know where not to spend our money. And I'm serious. That's the bottom line is that people can vote with their dollars and their feet, okay? And so when I see a store that has a sign like that, there's a jewelry store like that in Concord, and heaven knows I buy a lot of jewelry, right? Never will I walk in the doors or spend my money there. Because why would you go into a store that thinks your Second Amendment rights are trash?
Right.
And I think that's important. And so they talk about this bit of private property. Why would that be any different than me walking on to, I drink Diet Pepsi, walk on private property, and they go, well, we only drink Diet Coke here. Can't bring your Pepsi on here. Unless a person sees a sign or a thing, you presume that you're free to walk on there, because basically it's like the stores. They are inviting the public in and inviting business in. And if they don't want certain things up there, like if they don't want any women in pink shirts, they need to have a sign. Otherwise, I'm going to walk in there with my pink shirt and think I'm welcome.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I
ran into something like that just over the weekend. I was at a place, and the guy walked in. He was out golfing, and he walked in to meet up with some folks in the lounge, and he said, he was carrying a can of beer, and they stopped him. They said, oh, sorry, you can't come in here with that. Why? Because we sell that stuff. You can't be bringing that in here. And he's like, well, is that a problem? And she pointed right at the sign. So I was like, ah, good for you.
Yeah, see, that's exactly
it. So she had the sign up, and that was it.
And that's it. Whatever their rules are, that fine. And then that gentleman can choose whether or not to patronize whatever place it is based on their rules. But I think the bottom line is, particularly in most places, it's the same way, because what happens is those people chose to carry openly, and a lot of people choose to carry concealed for tactical purposes. But I'm really of the mindset anymore that more and more people should carry openly, because I think it engenders discussion. It engenders some sort of acceptance over time of finding out that people that carry firearms aren't these two-headed whatevers. You know, they're not these crazy people that, you know, don't have teeth and they have names called Billy Bob. You know, I think there's still that stigma among some people. And I think this article really gives that type of tone, which I find offensive. You know, and they talk about, they commended Detective Rochelle for negotiating to peacefully coax them to leave. Just their choice of what I call inflammatory language, I really find offensive. Because
if that is indeed private property and the property owner gets a little sick of your presence for whatever reason, he would technically have the right to ask you to leave.
Absolutely.
This private property in question is the Strawberry Bank Museum in Portsmouth that we're talking about here, which was identified in that Portsmouth Herald editorial yesterday. And if those folks felt it necessary, then if they, hey, look, my attitude would be, okay, you don't want me here? Goodbye, I guess. And, you know, shame on you for not respecting my rights, especially at a ceremony where you're inaugurating new citizens who would presumably be taking part and enjoying those rights.
That's exactly what's most offensive about this. And I don't know who President Larry Yearden is, who is the president, evidently, of Strawberry Bank. I think everyone should write him a letter, and, you know, because he commended the detective for negotiating with the couple. I'm really offended if, you know, President Larry Yearden really did say these things, okay? I'm really offended at that attitude, because I think you hit the nail on the head. Is this is a citizenship ceremony, which, you know, presumably is to discuss and show these people the benefits, in addition to swearing them in, of American citizenship. And that's certainly one of the rights that our founding fathers fought for. And it really, I think, sends them a bad message, is that we say one thing and we do another.
Exactly. And that's the irony that the Portsmouth Herald did not pick up on.
And I think you're exactly right. That's huge, because we're going to tell them, you know, you're going to swear in, we're going to tell you about all these rights, but it's like the don't ask, don't tell, or don't do this, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, and I think that's that's really a big thing here, because the bottom line is, I wonder how many people that day were carrying concealed.
Oh, that's a good question.
You know,
I
mean, I'm being serious. Think about this, okay? Is that how many people are carrying concealed? And I bet you a nickel there was a whole pile. And the really sad thing is that those people didn't speak up that are carrying concealed. Because I always do, if I'm carrying concealed and someone says something about, you know, that person, I'll go like, what's wrong with them? You know, why is it a big deal? I mean, think about it. What's wrong with that person carrying concealed? I happen to kind of like that. You know, the bottom line is that those people really, really need to stick up and stay together and talk about how the fact that we really need that type of thing. We need more people armed. We'd have less crime. You know, the bottom line
What did John R. Lott write about? Yes, more guns, less crime.
Absolutely. And the bottom line is, so if you see people openly carrying, the question is, if you're doing like some of those home invasions that they see, are you going to pick the house that's armed? I mean, we've had a whole lot of...
Not exactly.
Yeah, we've had a whole lot of home invasions in the Concord area. There have been just... If anyone's been reading the papers, I've really been distressed at the amount of home invasions we've had, I think, and maybe it's just I'm noticing them more, that we're seeing more and more home invasions. Mm. Don't you have you noticed a few more in the paper, bit by bit?
I've noticed a few headlines to that effect, not just in Concord, but also Laconia has been dealing with a number of them in the middle of the night, people breaking into occupied homes. So, yeah, there is quite a bit of that going on.
Yeah, and I think this is becoming more and more and more of a problem. And the bottom line is that if we have more signs and more homes and more whatever of people doing those type of things, we're going to see, hopefully... them picking on, you know, other places. It's kind of like, have you ever seen the giant sign that my neighbor hates guns and doesn't like them, and so I won't protect his home with my gun, and they point to the neighbor's home?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, there's this great sign that says, my neighbor hates guns. He doesn't like my guns. I have guns, so pick his house and don't worry. I won't protect him with my guns. It would offend him, you know? So the whole thing if your neighbor doesn't like guns, you just get one of those signs, point it in your yard, and point it to him. And maybe he'll rethink his position on guns.
Penny Dean joining us here on Second Amendment. Yes, Penny Dean joining us here on Second Amendment Tuesdays on The Pulse on Bulldog Live, brought to you by Riley Sports Shop in Hooksett. They are located on the DW Highway in Hooksett. You can visit them online as well at rileysguns.com with a lot of convenient hours for you. You know, to get all the things that you need, the firearms, the accessories, even the storage cases or safes and the like. So, yeah, all kinds of great stuff there.
It is a cool place.
Well, Penny, we have a couple of minutes remaining here, and I guess the question that I want to have bring up, and that is, you know, of course, we're talking about National Night Out and Safety Fair. You know, one of the things that people do keep in mind, and I think most people do a pretty good job at that, is keeping their guns out of the hands of children, teaching proper safety issues, keeping them, you know, having proper storage in their homes and the like. So that too is an important safety feature.
It absolutely is, but I think what's more important is teaching your children about firearm safety, because you can leave firearms out if you have responsible children. It's no different than leaving out your cash or houses that have alcohol or anything else. If you have children who are properly brought up and know to mind their parents, they're going to follow the rules, and they're simply not going to, violate the rules and use the firearms when they're not supposed to. And so I think from the time a child's a little shaper, and each parent determines at what age that, you know, child deserves firearm safety and they're responsible enough and ready to handle it, is you take your kids to the range. You show the kids the parts of the firearm. You show the children the ammunition, because here's the number one thing. Forbidden fruit is always really cool, okay? But the bottom line is,
yep,
if it's something they're familiar with, oh, yeah, it's my dad's guns. If they're never allowed to touch it, look at it, or whatever, what is the first thing they're going to do when mom and dad leave the house? They're going to see if they're going to see if they can get in the guns. And even if they're locked up, the bottom line is that they're going to try and find the keys, or what do you think mom's combo is, or, you know, all those type of things.
Sure, sure.
I think,
and that's a conversation that parents have need to have with their kids too. You know, what do you do if you find a gun laying around? Oh, I go tell an adult. I popped that question on my little girl, and she answered it, boom, just like that. I said, whoa, good for you.
Oh, good. Yeah. See, and that's the bottom line, is you teach them, you know, like you said, the Eddie Eagle, don't touch, leave the room, find an adult. And all of those things are actually quite wise.
Yep.
You know, the other thing is, and I always tell people, it's like everything else, you always plan for, you know, pray for peace and prepare for war type thing. And I always tell people is it's good to, you know, for the kids to have basic mechanical understanding of them even, because the bottom line is you always hope things are going to go okay and kids are going to do the right thing. But the bottom line is what if you get one bad kid in the bunch? And you always want to be able to, you know, because there's always, I hate to say, you know, the one bad apple thing. There's always one bad apple.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I always say, in those kids, you have to have raised your kids enough that they know they won't get in trouble to call you for anything. Because how many kids go, Mom told us we couldn't go do this, and now we did this. She won't let me come to Sally's house again. You know, so I'm not going to tell her that.
Right.
And so it's one of the things where you have to keep an open communication with your children for that type of thing. And the
That's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, we have Well, Penny, unfortunately, we're out of time, and it does fly when we're having fun. How do people get in touch with you if they have any further questions?
230-9999. And don't forget, take your children to the range.
That's right. Yeah, show them how it all works, because that's the curiosity factor they have. You know, scratch that itch for them.
That's exactly right.
Good. Well, Penny Dean, thank you very much. We'll talk again next Tuesday right here on Second Amendment Tuesdays on Bulldog Live.
Yes, we will.